afford it. Need a break? Relax. Grab a coffee. And join the conversation with Mariska and Cara on Two Sugars.
Your company this Wednesday afternoon. It's getting to that busy time of the year, so it is time to take 25. Pour yourself a cuppa, put your feet up and relax. You're with Mariska and Irene on Two Sugars, 104.6 Planet FM. Hey, you know, great to have your company. Irene, I was thinking the other day that, you know, how you had to suddenly move house and all of this stuff in the media about, God, do we build, do we rent, do we buy, all of this kind of stuff. So I have invited along Anne-Marie from Next Level Construct today. Now, she's builders and they're going to actually talk about building or something. Anne-Marie, welcome along.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Yeah, isn't that cool? So what would you do, Irene? Would you build? Have you built?
Oh, yes, I did build many, many, many years ago, you know, when you first get married and have your babies, etc. But not since then. I've been doing all sorts.
Were you a little bit terrified during the process? Is that what put, have you been put off building, or is that...
No, not at all. I wouldn't build now because of the age I'm at. I mean, unless I had enough money to sort of go ahead and just do it, then yes, I probably would.
Yeah.
But
do you have a dream house in your mind? The problem with my dream house that I have is I want a bit out of every era. You know, I kind of want the log cabin, but I also want the farmhouse kitchen, but I also want modern. And I can imagine if I sat down with any architect, they'd probably go, yeah, whatever. See you later.
I'm hesitating a lot here because if I had the money and the property and, you know, everything else that I need to make that work, I would be really happy with, you know, about a dozen containers all lined up along the front of that property overlooking the ocean and just put windows and decks around them.
Okay, so we've seen the horror here on Anne-Marie's face.
Not exactly what we do, but that's okay. If you want it, we'll build it.
Well, actually, a lot of people do that these days, don't they? And those containers are actually pretty... You can do some pretty fantastic... Anyway, I do want to find out a little bit, and that's why I invited Anne-Marie along, because I thought, I want to find out a little bit about the building process, you know, right through from renovations, because it's quite stressful sometimes, you know. Sometimes it's like, do I renovate, do I move, do I build?
There's a whole bunch of options. Oh, absolutely. The building, when you decide to build, it's a bit of a minefield, but the best thing to do is probably engage someone like Next Level Construct, even if you're just having ideas, because, you know, Next Level Construct's been around since 2010, so we've been building for nearly 10 years now. So over that time, we've built a number of projects, and so we kind of know what to recommend to you. If you come to us first, we'll then recommend an architect for you that we think will work for you. So you mentioned liking things of different decades and different styles, and if that's what you really want, then an architect can incorporate those elements in, and we can recommend one that will do that for you.
Sometimes that's quite the hardest thing, isn't it? Because, like, you don't know where to start. Do you start with the builder? Do you start with the architect or the engineer? And who? If it was in the best process, would you start? Where would you start?
I would recommend starting with the builder first.
That's interesting.
That's what we recommend to our clients, is to always start with the builder first. But if you already have an architect, then we're happy to work with those people as well. But yeah, definitely start with the builder first. We have a more of an idea of how to actually build the property. No offense to my architectural friends. We have more of an idea of how to actually build the property and what it's going to cost. I think, once again, no offense to my architectural friends, but sometimes architects don't have a grasp on what's actually going to be feasible for the client, and we can advise on that for you. If you come to one of our architects, we work really closely with them, and we can talk to each other and try and find something that works for you. Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting, isn't it? Because, like, architects have wonderful dreams, are probably like we do as well, and sometimes you kind of think, actually, is that really...
I bet they're always trying to find the perfect client that's going to let them put their dream out on paper, you know.
Absolutely.
But I would think that it's very much like a lot of things where you have a structure. You look at the client's budget first, and then you look at their family denomination.
Absolutely.
And you go from there, and do you try and bring the client into something that you know is going to work for them?
Absolutely, it has to work for you. So the architect will work with the architect to design something that works for your family, that's going to be future-proof. So if you're a young married couple now and you're planning on having lots of children, then we can look at incorporating that in. If you love entertaining, then we can incorporate that into the design. We can advise on something that's going to work for you and work for your budget, most importantly. There's no point in going to an architect and telling him exactly or her exactly what you want, but it's completely out of your budget and your scope. So we can help with budget recommendations and things like that as well. So
I think that's a huge part of it, isn't it? Because you're right, my dream can go on paper, you know, with someone that's going to draft that up, and that could be in the millions, you know.
Exactly.
But in reality, actually, no, this is what it was, you know, and you've got to kind of think, well, that talking about future-proofing, this made me giggle the other day, and Jeff and I were having a wee bit of a laugh about it. So the house that we bought was never quite finished, but it's kind of future-proofed, I suppose, and there's like wires coiled up in a corner ready to go somewhere, you know, and we have this in about four different corners in the house, and it's all ready, whether it's going to be speakers or whatever. And I looked at Jeff the other day and I said, isn't that funny? Future-proofing now is a click of a button. Those wires are useless now.
Yes, yep. Exactly.
Yeah. Technology's moved so far in the last even 5 years that those cables are pretty redundant now. So you may as well just rip them down.
I know.
Get your aesthetics back.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of that needs to go on. And that's the same with, like, renovations as well. So Next Level does renovations as well, don't they?
So we do renovations, extensions. We do bespoke architectural new builds. So we're not a homes company. We don't have set plans. We like to work with people and get the what they need. We do reclads as well, so monolithic cladding houses that need to be ripped down and have the timber replaced, we can do that as well. So we're a full service building company.
Yeah, cool. So with a renovation, again, actually, do you know, I'm starting to think, because we're in the middle of doing one, I'm starting to think it's actually more difficult than building from new. But anyway, you know, it's the same process really, isn't it? Your architect, your engineer, your builder, it's pretty much.
Unless you're doing something what's called a like for like, which is where you just replace something with exactly what was in its place. It's called a like for like. You don't really need an architect for that. That can just be done with a builder. But a renovation or a big renovation can be as complex as a new build. There's a number of reasons for that. The main one is that you don't know the condition of what's underneath. We can only do so much testing. We can rip off your cladding and find all your timber's gone rotten. That's unpredictable. That adds time to variations. Well, variations are, you know, different to what we've quoted you. And then it adds time.
Actually, do you know, that's interesting. One of these things that I'm not a big TV thing, but I do Flixo every so often. I've been watching Grand Designs, but there was another one, and it was a Canadian one. It was, do you remember those two presenters that did, when they went and found you a house or something?
The ones from Location, Location, Location.
Was it Location? Yeah. Kirstie or was it Phil. Love It or List It?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, I think they went on to do that. So they had the Canadian version of Love It or List It. So she went in and made your house look pretty again, and he went out and found you a great new house. But in the Canadian one, there was always something wrong with the house that they were going to do up. So they would open a wall up. Oh my God, the wood's rotten. Or they'd open a thing, you know, the ground up. Oh my God, there's leaking water pipe everywhere. And suddenly they had this extra huge cost.
Yep.
And so that's a big part of, you know, as you say, you pull off the roof or something to do a renovation, and suddenly someone's left with this huge cost because we didn't know that was there. Yep.
The prior to 91, prior to the building code change, there was a lot of quite dodgy things done because, you know, back in the day you could kind of get away with it, and those are coming back to bite people in the butt now, because as we try and rectify them or try and renovate them, they have to go because they're out of code, and anything that we find that's out of code now needs to be in code. So it's an absolute minefield doing a renovation sometimes. I don't want to put people off, but there is a lot of unpredictability to them.
I suppose you've just got to budget for that and know absolutely that you're going to have to have this kind of fallback, and hopefully you won't have to use it.
I'm very fascinated at the price rises since I, you know, like my house, when I built it, we're talking 40-something years ago. You just said 91 and I just started giggling to myself because my first house that we built was way before then. But it only cost $100K to build it, you know, and that was including the section.
It's crazy.
That was including the section. I mean, now you couldn't build the same house. That was 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom, big garage, you know.
Yep.
Now you couldn't build the same house for $800K.
No. The price of materials is kind of driving why building is getting so expensive.
Do our materials, are they sourced in New Zealand? Or
majority of them, yes. So framing and things like that, yes, sourced in New Zealand. There is a demand for things like Canadian cedar now, so that has to be imported in. Italian tile has always been popular. That needs to come in, but you can get New Zealand-made tile as well, or, you know, New Zealand company tile. The main reason that building is so, what had perceived to be so expensive, is because the material cost has gone up so much.
Why? But isn't it interesting too? Now, this is the Herald, okay, so we'll take the media with a pinch of salt, but the other day it did say that it was 200,000. Oh my God, have I got enough zeros on there? Or have I got too many zeros on there? Anyway, it cost a whole lot more in Auckland than it did down in Wellington.
Hmm.
It was quite a difference.
I haven't heard of that, so I can't comment on that.
Yeah.
But building in Auckland is obviously expensive because of the land value, but if you're looking at things like materials, PlaceMakers seems to do pricing throughout the country consistent. So I can't comment exactly because I don't know. I'm not a quantity surveyor, but I don't know the reason for that. That's really unusual.
Yeah, I don't know whether it's the, I don't know, the workers, the labour cost, who knows?
I'm trying to figure out why the building materials are so much more expensive today, particularly that we've got a digital age where we haven't got all the manual labour that was involved, you know, like cutting the tree down and getting it to the form where it's going to be a weatherboard house, you know?
I think it's like everything, though. The cost of food's gone up since, you know, it keeps going up, the cost of petrol going up. I can understand that's scarcity, but I think everything's getting more expensive.
My blasted wages haven't gone up.
The cost of living doesn't keep up with the cost of living, so, yeah.
But it is interesting, isn't it, because the trees grow and they just keep growing, so they grow and they still grew, you know, all those years ago that you built, and there's no difference today. They still, but yeah, I suppose all of that stuff that goes with it as well. Hey, let's just take a break for a moment, and if you've built and or about to build, connect with us on our Facebook page and have any questions you want answering. We'll get Anne-Marie to answer them as well, but let's just take a wee break and we'll be back with you shortly.
This hit that ice cold Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Styling, violent, living it up in the city. Got Chucks on with Saint Laurent. Gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman. I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man. I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am. I'm too hot. And my band bought that money. Break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch. 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 Hey, 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 oh!
Stop. Wait a minute.
Fill my cup, put some liquor in it.
Take a sip, sign the check.
Julio, get the stretch.
Right to Harlem, Hollywood, Jackson, Mississippi. If we show up, we gon' show up. Smoother than a fresh drop.
Skip it. I'm too hot. Call the police and the firemen. I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man. I'm too hot. Bitch, say my name, you know who I am. I'm too hot. And my band bought up that money. Break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch. Just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Hey, 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 oh!
Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. I said Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you suck, said and flown it. If you freak, dead and own it. Don't brag about it, come show me. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you suck, said and flown it.
Well, it's Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch. Come on. Don't
just why. Just joined us. We're here with Anne-Marie from Next Level Construct. We're talking building houses. So, all right, Anne-Marie, take us through that process. I'm thinking of building a house. And then I come and see you. Tell us, what do we do?
So the first step will be you'll fill out our new client questionnaire, which I will send you online. Then you'll have a site visit with Brendan. He'll walk around your site, ask you what you're looking at doing, what's kind of the price point you're looking at, when you want it done. If you don't have an architect, we'll then recommend one to you. You'll go off and work with them. They'll develop a set of concept plans. Those concept plans will then come back to us. We'll give you what's called an indication of cost. So an indication of cost is really useful. It's an estimate on how much we think the project's going to cost at its current scope. Once we've got that, you can see how much it's going to cost. You can go back to your architect, make any changes that you need, if you need to cut off a room or, you know, slightly lower the scope so that it's within your budget, you can do that. Your architect will then work on what's called construction drawings. They will then be sent to council if they need building consent. Most work does need building consent. I'd say probably 99% of work needs building consent. So while that's in the consenting process, we'll try and start to pull together a full fixed price quote. So Next Level Construct works on full fixed price quotes, so we know exactly how much it's going to cost you, subject to things like variations. If you're doing a renovation project, we can't tell if your timber is completely rotten the whole way through. And any changes you might make, you might, you know, find a marble bathtub that absolutely really sets your heart on fire and you need to add that in. We try not to work on charge up. We don't work on charge up.
What's charge up?
Charge up is where we just invoice you for we give you an estimate of how much we think it's going to cost based on some educated calculations, but you don't have any real certainty on how much it's going to cost.
Right.
So we'll just keep sending you subcontractor invoices with our margin and our PNG, which covers our administration costs, and that's where you know, the people don't like to think that builders make money, but they do. That's where that sits. Charge ups can get quite dangerous because they can add up really quickly and you can end up with a half finished house. So
that's really interesting, actually, because I quite like the idea of knowing what I'm going to pay.
Exactly. Yep.
So unless I change anything, then it's my, obviously, yep, that's my problem. But if we've signed off and saying this is what it is, I like that idea because it means you can budget for it and you know. Yeah.
So if the subcontractor, like if the builder or the other people who you've employed for this project, if they come in and give you an extra bill for something that neither the client nor you were aware of, how do you deal with that?
We normally dispute that with the subcontractor, and that's up to them. If they don't let us know as the main contractor, then that's on them to try and rectify that. That doesn't happen a lot with us. It probably happens very, very rarely. The subcontractors we've used for a number of years, and they kind of know how we work. We manage all the subcontractors for our clients as well, so you never need to worry about when the plumber's going to come on site, when the electrician's going to come on site. We know exactly when that's going to happen. We have a program that we've agreed on with everybody, so we know exactly who's coming on site when.
That's actually a great idea. Mm. Yeah.
So have I actually got this right? You're sort of like the building project manager. Like you organise the architects and the client and the...
Yep, we can do all of that for you.
So you're the project manager rather than the actual builder?
No, we're both.
We're both.
Yep, so we have a crew of about 20 guys that do building with us. They only work for us.
Right.
So we do the whole thing. We're a full, what we call a full service residential construction company. So we do all the project management. We have all our own guys. We do all our quantity surveying in-house as well. So you get a full, complete package of what you're doing.
That's awesome. I think we'll put that information up on the website because it's nice to know if you don't know where to find a builder or anything. It's just it's nice to know. And, I mean, there's some great information there and some tips of just how you go forward. Anne-Marie, thanks for coming in today and just sharing us a little bit about Next Level Construct and how you guys work. Now, I know you're based in Auckland and Auckland-wide, but we will put that information up there. So if any of you do want to go and have a chat and just get some information, I'm sure Anne-Marie will be quite happy to do that. Well, that's it. Whoa, we'll see you guys the same time.